Okay, so from this side of the castle keep, we get an absolutely beautiful view of Rochester Cathedral, and the sweep of the Medway, which goes right down towards Chatham and the historic dockyard over there.
Even hieruit zien. Hij sprak over industrieën. There's a factory, I think, or is it electricity or whatever?
This, on the bank of the river opposite where we are... Yeah. Oh, sorry, do you mean right in the distance? Yeah. That's a power station. There are two power stations. There's one chimney close to us, and then can you see through the mist? Yeah. There's another one in the distance. That's the nearest one is called King's North, and the further one is called the Isle of Grain. And that is the point at which the Medway flows into the Thames and into the North Sea, just there.
But this is a nicer view, I think.
This is a lovely view. Sadly, there is a building site beyond it, and that, over there, that is the site of our new railway station. So in a few years, from 2015... onwards, when visitors come to Rochester, they will come to a splendid new railway station which will be right there, very close to both the castle and the cathedral. And that's what's going on at the moment.
Ja, we staan hier boven Rochester Castle. We lopen met Ellen, hij heeft al een heleboel verteld. Er zijn ook wat rondleidingen met meisjes, die hebben al eerder gehoord. En u hoort een beetje de wind, maar we staan ook dan erg hoog. How high was this?
This is about 38 meters
high. 40 meters.
And it is one of the, in fact, I think it's the tallest Norman castle keep in England. Yeah. When it was in its heyday, when it was new, it probably looked something like the White Tower in the Tower of London, the central tower of the Tower of London. That gives you an idea what it would have looked like. Yeah. But unlike the Tower of London, this one has been badly knocked about over the years. Yeah. Tower of London has never seen war or battle, not only in the Second World War. Mm. So that's why this poor old castle looks a bit... weatherbeaten.
Ja, natuurlijk. Maar hier is ook flinke vocht. Hè. Het ziet er nog vrij stevig uit. Het is goed afgezet met hekken. Dus het is wel veilig. We kunnen nog een stukje rondkijken. Doen we ook. Kijk even op de site van English Heritage. We houden deze wandeling met Ellen. En op de site van Visit Kent of Visit Britain.